No matter what you feel you're up against, when God is on your side, you can defy the odds. Today's message from Dr. Don Wilton. So good to invite you into this time of studying God's Word together. We're headed to Genesis chapter 7 with Dr. Don Wilton, well-known author, evangelist, pastor, and today his message, Defying the Odds, will fuel you with the power of God and the truth of the Word of God to literally defy the odds that you may be facing right now. If you're facing those difficult situations and need someone to pray for you, we're here to do that as well. At The Encouraging Word, you can meet us on our website, tewonline.org, anytime. That's tewonline.org, but you can also call us. The number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We would love to encourage you. Now, Dr. Don Wilton.
Lord, you are here by your Spirit and you're speaking, and we're listening, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Be seated. Well, it's wonderful to be together and have a time of fellowship like this, marching headlong into the summer months, and I think they've already arrived. And, well, lots to talk about and lots of places to be, defying the odds. So I'm going to say, listen up real carefully, because this, what I'm about to share with you, not from this book, but I gave them this book for a reason. And here's the reason. Every one of us knows, especially as life progresses, every one of us knows that life is not just filled with a bed of roses. Life is jolly tough, and sometimes it's flat out ugly, and sometimes it's very painful. And we go through deep waters, and we go through huge mountain peaks, we go through deep troughs, valleys, I mean, you name it. It goes on and on and on and on. Every step in life is preparation for the next step in life. What you hear and what you do now, as you're sitting here right now, what you do with what God says to you is going to impact what you do when the clock strikes 12. And we know that to be true. Life is fragile. It can turn on a dime. You know, Jared, I had no idea, brother, when you got up here and shared about your friend, it just got to me, man. And I'm so sorry. And I feel your pain, even in the context of the man of God that you are, you know, and the joy that you know of knowing Christ. It doesn't mean that you don't feel and hurt just as much as anybody else does. So watch this now. I'm going to do something here today. I'm going to be in Genesis chapter 7. So if you've got your Bibles, I want you to turn there to Genesis chapter 7. I'm going to show you something. I want to just focus, beginning with just one verse, Genesis chapter 7, verse 5. If you took away nothing from today as we worship the Lord, take this verse, Genesis 7, 5. And Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him. Noah did everything. There were no exceptions. Noah did all that God commanded him. Now I'm going to tell you how ridiculous this is. Amongst other things, God said to him, Noah, start building a boat. There was a problem. There was no water anywhere. Noah did all God commanded him. See, God knows about the floods. And God prepares us. And in Noah's case, he told him, just build a boat. So guess what? He built a boat. Any questions? Now here's the interesting thing, guys. Watch this. The masses of people around him thought he had lost his marbles. If you are going to defy the odds in life, I'll guarantee you two things. You've got to do what God tells you to do, and you've got to be prepared for a massive group of people to think that you've lost your marbles. Every step you take is preparation for the next step. So you might say, well, this just only applies to graduates. But I promise you this, all it takes is one. And for you and I to suffer major consequences. I want to show you something. In this book, I use a whole lot of illustrations. So, you know, I tell the story in here, in case you didn't know it, on page 20 and others, the story of beautiful Hannah Sobeski. In fact, there's a letter that I wrote verbatim from her daddy, Mickey Sobeski. And many of us were here at the time, and you'll remember. You know, we're going all the way back to 2006. Beautiful girl, man. You wouldn't find a princess like that. Diagnosed with cancer, all of the things. She even became homecoming queen at Dorman, a time that none of us will ever forget. And God took her home. And the journey of her mom and dad and her two brothers, remarkable. They defied the odds. So I'm going to ask you, because many of you identify with this, go and speak to Jack and Christina Cleland. I actually was with them on 9/11 when they went through what they did. But look at them today. Look at the Sobeskis today. In this book, I tell the story of Derek and Ginger Parks. And I don't have time to break it all down, but they became pregnant with twin boys. I feel like this was yesterday. And there were major medical issues. You know, one of the twins in the womb was drawing all the nourishment. The other one, and I'm maybe being a little simplistic, but the other one was destined to just die. In fact, it was strongly suggested of the Parks that they abort. You see, they believe in the sanctity of life. They know who God is. They saw way beyond these things. I'll never forget how that family came together. That journey. I can't even go where Mom went. I can't imagine what she went through all that time. And they made some decisions, because every step that you take is preparation for the next step. Huh? And two little boys, one by the name of Kyle and the other one by the name of Cade. I can't even remember how much they weighed. It was something like 3 pounds. 2 pounds. I mean, they weren't supposed to live. Then months went by. This mom and dad could hardly even touch their twin boys. They spent, it seems like the weeks ran into months. It went on and on and on and on. This couple got stronger and stronger and stronger. Well, look at them today. You won't find a more precious couple. You won't find more precious twins. I mean, Kyle and Cade, I just love those boys. They run right over me today. They're not any more 2 and 3 pounds. I just want you to know that. And they are, you know, these boys, I mean, their sister she is as precious as you will get anybody. Now, guys, watch this. Everybody listen up here. It's a couple that loves the Lord. I mean, couple that serves the Lord. You can line it all up. They defied the odds. This book, by the way, is dedicated. If I wrote in the dedication here, you ever want to do something cool? Just cut that dedication out, put it in a frame, and hang it somewhere where you look at it. Let me read it to you. This is who this book, Defying the Odds, is dedicated to. This book is dedicated to United States Marine Second Lieutenant Andrew Kynard. Committed to Christ and strong in courage, despite losing both legs in service to our nation, Andrew is defying the odds. His growing accomplishments are matched only by his magnetic spirit and matchless resolve. Just like Noah, when the floods came, the best was yet to be. And I know what I'm talking about because I was the first man to see Andrew. I'll never forget it all my life. He was unrecognizable. I could not recognize Andrew as the young man I had seen grow up that went off to Iraq, that served in our military, that was so, I could not recognize him. I was there with his father when the doctor told him what I heard the doctor tell him. Today, Andrew's married to a beautiful young lady. He's an overcomer, thriving in business. So what are you going through right now? What are you going through? What flood has come upon your life? All of us. A couple of things. Let's try and contextualize this about Moses. Number one, a couple of things about Noah. Here it is. You ready? Number one, the earth was spinning. Bible says in chapter 6, man began to multiply. People were being born. Corruption began to sin. The earth was turning. Remember that sitcom thing, When the World Turns? With all those dummies? Smooching in the kitchen? I didn't sit and watch it. I just heard you talk about it. Okay, here's the first thing. The world was turning, changing. This is back. Now, Noah was born a few years before us. Number two, people were imploding. Here's the Bible says in chapter 6 and verse 12, God saw the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. Okay, guys, get ready for this. It will boggle your mind. The satanic attacks you will come under, and from the people that it will come from, it will blow you out the water. The floods that will come against you, and the source from whence it comes. People were imploding. The Bible says all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. This is what God says in verse 12. That's so staggering. He says, look here, for all flesh had corrupted their way. Flesh, the human soul spirit that is not in line with the heartbeat and the soul spirit of God is corrupt.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, our teacher here on The Encouraging Word. Please forgive the interruption, but Dr. Don wants me to remind you that we are here to encourage you, not just in this broadcast, but beyond the broadcast, on our website 24 hours a day at tewonline.org, and on this phone number, 866-899-9673. Many folks right now are being encouraged by this truth that you can be alone, but not lonely. It's a powerful resource on our website right now at tewonline.org. I hope you'll consider taking a look at it. That's tewonline.org. Also the place you'll find great insight on the fresh new book from Dr. Wilton about his time as the pastor of Dr. Billy Graham.
Hello, everybody. You know, my friends know me as Don Wilton, pastor, friend, neighbor, dad, husband, grandpa. But I'm going to tell you, people all around the world just like you know and identify Dr. Billy Graham as that man that God used to reach so many people around the world for the Lord Jesus Christ. I had the privilege of knowing Mr. Graham in a very personal and intimate way, both as his friend and as his pastor. In fact, for many years, I drove up to his home in Montreat, North Carolina, and visited with him every Saturday. Just like friends do everywhere, we sat together and ate together, walked, talked. We discussed politics, friends, places, people. We laughed our heads off. We did everything one could possibly imagine. That's why I wrote this wonderful book, Saturdays with Billy. It's all about a personal relationship. And I hope and pray that Saturdays with Billy will be a blessing to you, will inspire you, and will encourage your heart, just as Mr. Graham encouraged my heart and changed my life. God bless you, my friends.
Again, that's one of many great resources. Dr. Don's written, I believe, 10 or 11 books already, and they're all available on our website at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. Or call about getting your copy today at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Now back to today's great teaching with Dr. Don Wilton.
He's going to mock you. It's going to point fingers. It's going to shoot darts at you. It's going to give you a slam dunk. Number three, God was instructing. Looking at Noah, God was instructing. I mean, this is full of it. So here's the world. The earth is spinning. People are imploding. And in the middle of all this, God's talking and giving instructions to his man. Just like he's talking now, maybe right in the middle of your flood. Number four, Noah was following. That's our key verse, isn't it? Noah was following. He wasn't just listening, he was doing. He was acting on it. So I want to give you four shatterproof lifelines today. Just dropping these in. I had 750 of them and I brought it down to four. Ready? Just four things. If we understand what happened, if we understand what God teaches us about defying the odds, here they are. Number one, observe spiritually. My friends, if you're not doing this, do it. So many of you are. That's very evident. Ask God to let you look at the world through God's eyes, not through man's eyes. Don't let Wall Street be the lens through which you look at the world. Don't let a Hollywood movie be the lens. Don't let anything dictate to you on how to observe the world. When you start seeing the world the way God sees the world, you're going to become a defier of the odds that come against you, because you're seeing a godly perspective. Number two, associate carefully. Not only observe spiritually, but associate carefully. Okay, I've said it. I'm going to say it again. Some may look at me and say, man, you're obviously an old fuddy-duddy and you're out of touch with reality. I'm going to say it. If you don't want to say it, I'll say it. Probably the number one corrupter and defiler of people or other people. You better associate carefully. You know, one thing I noticed about Noah, all these people were mocking him. He stuck with those around him that were following God. So don't you think this is what happens to a lot of our college students? I've been there, you've been there. I love college, man, fun, man, it's got everything going on. You have a great time. It's nothing more wonderful. I miss my college days, and I had plenty of them, trust me. I had 14 years of it. I hear these squawking chicks, I'm so tired of college. How long you been there? 2 years. Well, Rudy toot, toot, toot. I had 14 years of academic studies. Listen, guys, I understand all of that. And all the fun and all this kind of stuff. Here's what happens. Many of our students will graduate, they go to college, and as soon as they walk through the door, they come under the influence of others. Come on, man. Let's drink this, man. And all it takes, let's go here. Listen, there is not a single thing wrong with going to the beach. You better just be careful who you go to the beach with. Can I just say that again before anybody walks out? I love the beach, man. Somebody try me. Go, have a ball, man. Eat everything, all the seafood that you can ever find, include scallops. Have the whole nine yards, nothing wrong. Go, enjoy yourselves. Just be very careful who you go with. Guys, because I'm telling you, he's got your number. She's got your number. You want to fall off a balcony on the fifth floor, drunk out of your mind so that you're motherless on a spring break thing? It's not about anything other than who you're hanging around with. Associate carefully. This is not popular preaching. This is not the average graduation ceremony that tells you to just go out and do whatever you want to do. Number three, cultivate deliberately. Cultivate deliberately. Don't stop. You may be a parent right now and God's given you beautiful family. Don't stop now. Keep cultivating your spiritual life deliberately. Keep on being in church. Keep on being in that life group. Keep on singing in that group. Keep on worshiping the Lord. Keep on reading the Bible. Keep on praying. Keep on hanging around as much as you can with people who are going to build you up and not break you down. Keep on asking God to help you to make the difficult decisions. Cultivate deliberately. The spiritual life is a disciplined life. And number four, trust totally. Trust totally. That's what Noah did. It just is such a powerful point to me. Yeah, all of this is going on. God says, build a boat. So he built the boat. There wasn't any water. There was nowhere to float his boat. But God was helping him because God knew. You know, trusting in God is a very precious thing. It's faith, man.
Indeed, it is faith. Dr. Don's prayer today is that you've not just heard him preaching and teaching the powerful word of God, but you've heard the Lord himself remind you that he loves you, he has a plan for your life, but it starts with a decision. I pray that you'll open your heart to what Dr. Don wants to share with you next on The Encouraging Word.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm so happy to hear that. Why don't you pray this prayer with me today? Dear God, I know that you love me very, very much. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on a cross so that I might be forgiven of my sin. Today, I repent of my sin. I confess my sin to you. And I invite you to come into my heart and into my life by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. If you've prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to welcome you to the family of God. This is wonderful. I hope that you know how much I'm going to be praying for you and how very important this is for me. Call us so that we can talk to you and connect you in the right place so you can begin this wonderful journey. And in just a moment, I'm going to come back with a final word.
If you just gave your life to Christ, praying along with Dr. Wilton, or rededicated your life, Dr. Don has remarkable free resources he wants to put in your hands if you'll call us and tell us about your decision. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or if you'd rather meet us keyboard to keyboard, we'll do that on our website at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. Please know that we're called the Encouraging Word because God has called us out to encourage you, not just in this moment, but 24 hours a day. And speaking of encouragement, we have a moment for one closing thought from Dr. Don Wilton.
You know, before we go today, what a day of worship we've had. You know, you and I have in the middle of our hearts our beloved nation, don't we? How much I love America. I'm so proud to be an American. And you know, this broadcast is seen by so many of our armed forces across the world. And we hear from many, many of them. And we love them, we admire them, we respect them. They are our real heroes. And I want you to join with me as we are praying for them, that God would protect them and their families and loved ones. Let's do that right now, shall we? Just before we go, why don't you join with me? Lord Jesus, I'm joining with thousands of people right now and praying for our members, our brave, brave members of our community and our world who are in uniform. Many are overseas in strange and difficult places, families left behind. Lord Jesus, bless them. Keep your hand upon them in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
We'll be back tomorrow with a powerful message from Dr. Don Wilton called Well Done, Faithful Servant. I hope you'll join us and bring a friend.